A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, performed by 10E Campus Technicus 2023.
It was Christmas Eve in London. All over the city, people were preparing for the great festival the next day, but not Ebenezer Scrooge. He didn't believe in Christmas.
Christmas? Bah! Humbug! That's all it is! Humbug, I tell you!
Scrooge called Christmas humbug. To him, it was a waste of time. He was a businessman. He had no feelings for anyone or anything, except his business. He was a money-loving man, hot as stone, secret, friendless, and alone. He sat busy in his office. He could hear people outside in the street beating their hands together to keep them warm. It was very cold and there was a thick fog. The door of Scrooge's office was open, so that he could keep an eye on the young man who worked as his clerk, Bob Cratchit. Bob worked in a very small cold room near the front door. Suddenly the front door flew open and for the first time that day, a cheerful voice brought some warmth into the office.
Merry Christmas, Bob.
Oh, thank you, sir, and to you too.
Is my uncle in?
Yes, sir. I tell him you're here. Excuse me, Mr. Scrooge?
Yes, what is it?
Your nephew's here to see you.
My nephew? What does he want?
Why, uncle? To wish you a Merry Christmas? Of course. God bless us.
Bah! Humbug. All right, Cratchit, get out of your work.
Yes, sir.
You call Christmas a humbug, uncle? You don't mean it, I'm sure.
I do. Merry Christmas. Bah! If I could have my way, every idiot who goes about saying Merry Christmas should be boiled with his own Christmas dinner and buried with a steak holly through his heart.
Uncle?
Nephew, you keep Christmas in your way and let me keep it in mine.
Keep it? But you don't keep it.
Bah!
Come and have Christmas dinner with us tomorrow.
I'll see you in hell first. Cratchit!
But why, uncle? Why?
Yes, sir.
This gentleman is leaving. See him out.
Uncle, I want nothing from you. I ask nothing of you. Why can't we be friends?
Good afternoon, sir.
Just after Scrooge's nephew left the office, two gentlemen came in to ask for money for the poor at Christmas. But Scrooge never gave anything to anyone, and he sent them away without a penny. Later that evening, when Scrooge had finished work, he went to a cheap inn and ate a dull and lonely dinner. He then went home, where he received an unexpected visit from an old friend, the ghost of his dead business partner, Jacob Marley.
Ah! Oh no! It can't be! I won't believe it! I won't believe it!
In this lifetime, Marley had no care for anyone or anything, except the business of making money. And now that he was dead, he had to wear a chain of money boxes, case and locks, around his body, as he walked the earth forever. He warned Scrooge that when he died, he would be punished for his meanness, but there was still a chance for Scrooge to save himself. Marley told him that he would be visited by three spirits. Without their visit, Scrooge could not hope to escape Marley's fate. When at last Marley's ghost had gone, Scrooge went straight to bed and fell fast asleep, but he woke up just as the clock struck 12. He lay in bed, waiting for something to happen. Suddenly his room was filled with light.
Scrooge! Scrooge!
Oh my word! I was told a spirit would visit me tonight. Are you that spirit?
I am.
Who and what are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
The ghost took Scrooge on a journey back in time to the place where he was born and where he went to school. Scrooge saw himself as a boy, and this brought back happy and sad memories. He also saw himself as a happy young man, enjoying a Christmas celebration in the storehouse, where he first worked. Then he saw himself as a grown-up man, who had started working for himself. Already he was beginning to harden his heart against affection and friendship, even against of a beautiful young woman called Belle.
No, Ebenezer, I will not marry you now. Another love has taken my place in your heart.
What other love?
The love of gold, the love of money.
Belle, that's not true.
It is true. I see it in your eyes. I hear it in your voice. You have changed, Ebenezer.
Suddenly, the ghost of Christmas past was gone, and Scrooge was back in his bedroom. He fell upon the bed and sank into a deep sleep, but he woke up just as the clock struck 2. It was time for the second spirit,
the ghost of Christmas present.
Scrooge! Scrooge!
Oh, my word!
Look at me, Scrooge. Get to know me better.
Spirit took Scrooge first to the house of his office clerk, Bob Cratchit. There, Scrooge watched as Bob and his family celebrated Christmas with laughter and joy.
A Merry Christmas to us all. God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
They say, Tim, God bless us, everyone.
Tim was Bob Cratchit's youngest son, but everyone called him Tiny Tim because he was so small. He was ill, his legs were weak, and he carried a crutch to help him walk. Scrooge watched Tiny Tim, and with an interest he had never felt before, asked the spirit if Tiny Tim would live.
I see an empty chair at the table, and by the chair a crutch without an owner. If these shadows do not change, then the boy will not live to see another Christmas.
Oh no! Kind spirit! That cannot be true! Tell me he will be saved!
You have my answer, Scrooge. If nothing is done very soon to help Tiny Tim, then he will die.
No! Oh no!
But what does his death matter to you?
The spirit then took Scrooge to his nephew's house. Fred was celebrating Christmas with his family and friends. They were sitting around the fire, singing and playing games. Scrooge enjoyed the scene very much, but suddenly they all disappeared, and Scrooge and the spirit were again on their travels. They went to the homes of the rich and poor. They visited prisons and hospitals, and then, just before midnight, the spirit brought forward two small children. They were barefoot and dressed in rags.
Have they no one to help them?
Cried Scrooge. Then the clock sounded 12. Scrooge looked for the ghost, but could not see it. Instead, he saw a tall, dark figure coming towards him. As the figure approached slowly and silently, Scrooge fell to his knees.
Oh, ghost of the future! I fear more than anything I have seen so far.
The spirit took Scrooge to the scenes in the future. First, they overheard some businessmen talking about a rich old man who had died all alone. Scrooge wanted to know who the old man was, but when the ghost showed him the dead body, he did not have the courage to look at his own face. They also visited Bob Cratchit's house. When Scrooge went there before with the ghost of Christmas past, he saw happiness and laughter. Now there was only deep sadness.
Hello, my dear, Peter, Belinda.
I was getting worried.
Forgive me, I stopped on my way home to see Tiny Tim's grave. I wish you could have gone too. It would have done you good to see how green a place it is. But you see it often, I promised Tiny Tim. You would all go there every Sunday. Oh, Tim, my little child.
Oh, Father, don't.
We'll go there next Sunday.
And take some flowers.
Finally, the spirit took Scrooge to a churchyard, and standing among the graves, he pointed to one of them. Scrooge read his own name on the stone of the grave.
Spirit!
He cried.
Hear me. I am not the one I was. I will honor Christmas in my heart. I will try to keep the meaning of it all the year.
He held up his hands in the last prayer, but the spirit had disappeared, and suddenly there in front of him was the end of his bed. Scrooge was back in his own room. He heard the church bells ringing and ran up to the window saying,
What day is it today?
Christmas Day, of course,
was the reply from the people in the street. Realizing that all three spirits had visited him in the same night, Scrooge wasted no time and he immediately began to behave in a different way. The first thing he did was to send the huge turkey to Bob Cratchit's house. Then Scrooge went into the street and shouted,
Merry Christmas!
To everyone he met. Later he went to church and afterwards to Fred's house.
You invited me for Christmas dinner. And so, well, here I am. That is, if you let me in.
Let you in? Why, yes, of course, Uncle. Come in. Millie, everyone, look who's here.
So Scrooge spent Christmas with his nephew and family, and it was the happiest Christmas that he'd ever had. The next morning, Scrooge was back at work, and his clerk, Bob Cratchit, was late. But Scrooge didn't tell Bob off. Instead, he surprised him by telling him that he was going to raise his wages.
What? What was that you said? Raise my wages?
That's right, Bob. I'm going to pay you a lot more money.
I don't understand, sir. Are you feeling quite well?
Never felt better in my life. A Merry Christmas to you, Bob. Yes, a Merry Christmas than I have given you for many a year, my dear fellow.
Scrooge promised to help Bob's family. Tiny Tim did not die, and Scrooge was like a second father to him. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as any in the city. He never saw another ghost, and from that day on, it was always said of Ebenezer Scrooge that he knew how to enjoy Christmas. May that be said of all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim said,
God bless us, everyone.
Actors: Cratchit, Leonie; Scrooge, Alim; Ghost, Yasmin D; Belle, Alize; Tiny Tim, Melissa; Bob, Remus; Miss Cratchit, Selina; Belinda, Lavinia; Peter, Lea; Millie, Yasmin J; Fred, John; Rita, Nora and Alicia; Sound Effect, Alicia, Lea, John and Josie. Thank you very much.